Knowing the truth in this life can really hold it all together.
Today, we're talking about the belt of truth, and of course, we're taking your calls live. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. 877-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call, and the lines are open, and we are ready to hear from you.
That's right, Susan. Give us a call. You can also reach us at Let's Pray Live on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we're taking your calls live. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number.
That's right. Friends, for our international family, your number to call in is 859-777-PRAY. We want to hear from you today. We're going to dive into our topic in just a moment, but first, let's start with a word of prayer.
Let's pray, family. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to be together again. Mm-hmm. And we are moving through our series of praying through and putting on the full armor of God. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about truth today, God. And someone said to you at one point, what is truth? And he was looking at truth. It is you, Jesus. And so may you be glorified today. May someone have the courage to see and accept the truth today as it is found in you and in the various areas of their lives, Lord. But make yourself known. And if we lift you up, and if you're lifted up, then you will draw all men to you. Mm-hmm. So let that be done today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer.
Amen.
Well, friend, it's been a week. I just got back from just outside of Indianapolis.
That's right.
We had a wonderful time at our United Cry Prayer Conference. Pastor Carmelo Mercado and the entire Lake Union team just put on a beautiful program for Christ to be glorified, for us to call on the Holy Spirit, and to just be available to be in prayer with Christ.
Amen.
It was such a great time.
I'm glad that you had a great time, and more importantly, that God was able to utilize you and those there for his glory. And and I'm glad you made it back safe.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes, there was some discussion. I did go with a mask and some gloves and some sanitizer, but I didn't use all of it. But, you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit, too. We'd like to bring a little bit of peace through education.
Yes.
And I think it's great that we're talking about the belt of truth, because even in the midst of all of these things going on, Jesus is still the truth.
That's
and
right.
We can also talk about some of facts and maybe bring some balance and some peace in this
situation. Yeah, this may be one of the only hopeful places someone hears about coronavirus and peace and calm in Jesus. So this is an excellent opportunity for us to be able to talk about some things today.
I hope you had a good week, too.
I did. Yeah. Talking about peace, I thank God for being my peace, despite any and everything that has taken place in my week this week.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, Father. Amen. We are so grateful for God.
Well, today we'll dive back into the armor of God. Last week we covered the spiritual warfare that the Bible tells us that we are experiencing. And as we move forward, we've come to the belt of truth. That is, what is it actually? And how can we use it to stand firm?
That is true, friends. In case you miss one of the programs in our new series or are joining us for the very first time, you can always find our episodes online at hopetv.org/letspray, the Hope Channel app as well, or on our Facebook page at Let's Pray Live. Remember, the number to call is 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. And our first scripture for today, you may have guessed it, Ephesians 6. 14a, just the first portion there, and it says, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist.
Oh, man. Susan, I love the commentary that you provided, and I give God the credit through your inspiration. But you talked about that belt being the part that fastens the entire armor together. Just speak a little bit about that. I love how you kind of put it there that without that belt, you know,
It doesn't hold the rest together.
That's right.
I really think it's interesting that it's the first part that they talk about. In my mind, I would think it'd be the last part that you put on, but they saw fit to put it first in the scriptures. And I think it's very interesting. And, you know, guys, it's referring not only to the truth about Christ and who he is, that belt of truth.
Right.
Amen. But that the word is truth, says so in John 17:17, I believe, and Jesus is the word. Amen?
That's right.
So Jesus is our truth to hold on to, and this holds us together. Praise God.
Yeah, I love the imagery there, Season, because without truth, you have no foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And so the imagery of that belt going around the waist, being what sets the tone, being what fastens
it's
and
like the anchor
finds,
point.
Yeah.
Right?
It's excellent.
We're not
excellent.
Tossed around to and fro, right?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, friends, we'd like to take us just a second to literally pray on this portion of the armor of God. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we want to take a moment to put on the belt of truth today. Father, help us to know the truth and to walk in the truth. Thank you that ultimately who you are and what you've done is true.
Amen.
And this idea and the implications that it holds in our lives, it holds our armor together to defeat fear and the enemy's schemes, Father. Lord, thank you for this. And thank you, Father, moving forward as we continue to pray through the armor of God. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, friends, we want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
8777, Let's Pray, right?
That's right. And you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Let's Pray Live. Bring those calls in. Bring those requests in. We cannot wait to hear from you.
That's right.
We've been talking about the belt of truth and how knowing the truth can help us stand in the face of battle and struggles. There's one struggle we are all facing right now, and this is the current situation concerning the coronavirus.
That's right, friends. You know, we believe that knowing the truth about the virus and having the right information can lend towards having peace during this time. Amen?
Amen.
I think we could all use a little peace. It's our desire to address this tough topic by bringing education and a vision of how the virus is being addressed globally in order to pray more effectively and stand in the face of fear.
That's right. And to help us with this is Dr. Peter Landless, Director of Health Ministries for the Seventh-day Adventist Church and the World Headquarters. Excuse me.
That's all right.
Dr. Landless, so good to have you on today.
It's a privilege to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you
for being here, Dr. Landless. There's so much to talk about, but we really want to educate ourselves as well as our community so that we're able to make wise choices. Amen?
That's right.
Can you give us a little bit of the history of the coronavirus, specifically the COVID-19 strain, and what's the difference there?
Well, coronavirus is not a new virus. It's not something which is not known from before. We've seen SARS, seriously acute respiratory syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the MERS, Middle East one as well. But neither of those reached a pandemic. Mm-hmm. What happens is that sometimes a virus will mutate. And that's what happened with the coronavirus, which became named the novel corona, mm-hmm. and is now called COVID-19. And it was normally, or usually, it would be present in animals. It would infect animals. But sometimes viruses jump out and infect human beings.
Unlucky us.
Absolutely. And then what happens, it's bad enough if it infects one or two. But the problem is that it can then be transmitted from human to human.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's happened with coronavirus. And why it's called that, why the COVID-19, it's a coronavirus. If you look at the ultrastructure under an electron microscope, you will see it has a crown around it. Mm. And it looks like the sun, which is the corona of the sun.
Mm.
So that's the history of it.
Understood. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, I guess what makes our question is, what makes this so different? I mean, we've had, obviously it's different in nature, but in terms of the panic that we kind of feel and
what's going on?
Yeah, and what's going on? We've had bird flu. We've had all kinds of things.
H1N1, SARS, etc. Well, what has happened, this has spread very quickly.
Okay.
And there are no vaccines.
Mm.
It's new to us. We are what we call naive to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have an immunity built up.
Gotcha.
Many people have probably already had some kind of coronavirus, but not this specific one.
Gotcha. Right.
And so it becomes a lot more difficult to contain, to deal with. Mm-hmm. And also what is very troubling is the way that it has grown and burgeoned, firstly, in China where it first started. There have been tremendous efforts to contain it there. Mm-hmm. But by the time that the news really became fully known, they were already spread. Mm-hmm. Well, today, the World Health Organization has declared this on a level of a pandemic, which is the highest reaction to this kind of disease. Mm. So from an outbreak to an epidemic, one country or a number of territories, to a pandemic where it's become global worldwide. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The other thing which is a very significant problem is that, when you look at influenza, mm-hmm. influenza is also a virus. Mm-hmm. And in last year, there were over 20,000 deaths from influenza.
Right.
We don't often stop and think about that, but we deal on a day-to-day basis around the world. We as human beings face the issue of viral infections. Mm-hmm. Now, corona and COVID-19 has gone very quickly mm-hmm. into a pandemic situation, and that's where the fear comes in. How do you contain it? Because it spreads from person to person by droplet contamination, coughing, sneezing, and so on. That is, one needs to try and stop the travel of that virus. Mm-hmm. How is it spread around the world? Well, people carry it with them. Mm-hmm. That's why there's such a strong emphasis on should there be travel restrictions. Are people worried about people coming into a country or leaving a country with a fever? Mm-hmm. They carry it and take it with them. And so this is what's made it different. The other thing is that it progresses fairly rapidly in those who are susceptible to a fatal stage. Mm. Now, the mortality rate or the numbers at which people die from this disease mm-hmm. are very difficult to understand or to compute or to measure because we don't know exactly how many cases of COVID-19 there are in the world. Mm-hmm. Partly because many people can have this condition and be totally asymptomatic. No symptoms at all.
Just
no
carrying.
Cough, no cold, no runny nose, no anything. To the extreme where this can progress at a fairly rapid rate to fatality.
Dr. Landless, thank you so much. We just have a couple minutes left, and we want to talk about precautionary measures,
sure. mm-hmm.
and then maybe move into one other thing before we end.
Precautionary measures are the primary ones to take. Prevention is better than cure, mm-hmm. and we have what we call universal prevention principles.
Okay.
And these are the way that we work as we talk about personal space. Uh-huh. Social distancing, keeping about a meter or 3 feet in between ourselves and somebody else in a meeting, in a conversation, the way we greet each other, the fist bump, yeah, the elbow bump. You know, those are the things which are changing so rapidly, uh-huh. and not the hugging and the kissing and mm-hmm. so on. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, washing hands.
Gotcha.
One of the most important components is to wash hands. Mm. Now, there's some myths around this. Some people say, well, you know, if I just put my hand under the dryer, that's going to kill the virus. Not true. This virus and viruses like it can live up to 9 days on an inanimate surface, like a tabletop, a rail in a stairwell. Mm-hmm. So it means that you have to wash your hands thoroughly. Then what is also important is to make sure that we use hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. And I walk around with a bottle of this in my pocket because, you know, not only do I believe in it, but I have to show that I believe in it. Mm-hmm. So when I'm not immediately able to wash my hands, then I have hand sanitizer.
That's a pretty hot commodity right now.
Yeah, it's
hot and it's expensive, but it's very important.
May I ask you, how long should someone wash their hands for?
At least 20 seconds.
So maybe say the ABCs?
Or as long as it takes you to sing Happy Birthday once.
There you go, I like that.
And the alcohol sanitizer should be at least 60%.
At least 60%.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Those
very
are important
much.
Precautions.
All right.
And there are others. Don't touch your eyes, your face. People, and if you watch yourself and others, one of the things we so often do,
I've already
we'll
touched.
Do Yeah, we touch and we've been shaking hands, we've been touching objects. So those are some of the things that come into play. Of course, there are the basic lifestyle issues which we all need to take into account. Mm-hmm. You live healthily, you eat well, you sleep well, take lots of water. But the actual spread of the condition is very important that we work to try and prevent spreading the disease by some of the principles we've mentioned.
All right.
And there are many more, but time is a constraint.
Before we move on to how we can bring our faith into this and be more prayerful about it and how that can be helpful, I want to ask about face masks. Do we all need to be wearing face masks?
You know, one of the reasons I didn't bring that up as a primary one, you said we're short on time, but I do need to say this, that the evidence regarding face masks is not positive in favor of routine use. Mm. The evidence shows that face masks prevent spread of the virus from someone like a caregiver or someone who has a virus to someone who doesn't have it. That's where they're effective.
Okay.
But the other way around is not. And if face masks become soggy and reused time and again, they actually become a hotbed of viruses and other things which can spread more readily. Mm-hmm. So face masks should be really kept as personal protective equipment, particularly for those taking care of patients and individuals who are sick. And then if one who is known to have the virus should wear it when...
To protect others.
To protect others.
Understood.
Absolutely right.
And you know, our desire on Let's Pray is to prayerfully consider these things and to help to bring a little bit of peace, because we have this hope. We have Jesus, and he's still sovereign, and he is still the truth amidst all of these myths and concerns and fears. How can we approach this in a prayerful aspect? Because I know that as well as a doctor, you're also a man of God.
Well, you know, I have to share this with you because it's one of my favorites. And that is that despite all the issues we see around us, as in Lamentations, when I remember and see all these issues, Jeremiah says, yet this I call to mind and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
Amen.
I say to the Lord, myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. And it says, the Lord is good to those who hope in him. Now, I have to add to that, as a physician who has cared for patients through various phases of life, not everyone who gets any condition, whether it's COVID, cancer, pneumonia, or anything, is guaranteed to live.
That's right.
But God has promised, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you.
Amen.
I'll never forget Daniel's three friends who in the fire said, our God is able to protect us.
There is another in the
but
fire.
But if he doesn't, we will still trust him.
That's right.
And so it's a trust not resting on the guarantee of cure. It's a trust resting in the guarantee of his presence to be with us until the end. And when he comes, that'll be the first face we see.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe we should have all the appropriate preventive measures in place.
Agreed.
But we need to have a hope. We need to have a faith.
Amen.
Because that's what keeps us going.
All right.
Thank you so much, Dr. Landless.
There's much more.
There is much more. Yes, we could do a whole podcast on it. Amen. So I'm wondering, Mario, would you mind, because there are people that are dealing with stress and fear and concern, and there are families dealing with actual loss of life.
Yes.
Would you mind saying a prayer for them, please?
Sure.
Thank you so
much. Let's pray. Father, you know before we even come to you the concerns that are on our hearts. And if it were possible, I feel, we feel the burden of many individuals around the world who are either directly or indirectly impacted by what has now been determined a pandemic. And that word, Lord, could strike fear and confusion in the minds of so many. But Lord, we stand today saying we trust you. Despite what's going on around us, by faith we lift our souls up to you and we say, God, we ask for your protection. But like Dr. Landless says, said, you know, no matter what the circumstances, we declare our faith in Jesus Christ and his ability to perfectly see everything, mm-hmm. and to protect us and to allow what he may in our lives, knowing that all things work together for good mm-hmm. to them that love the Lord. We don't say this flippantly. Mm-hmm. We know that there are real fears out there, but we also know that we are not hopeless. Mm-hmm. And so we cling to you, God. And we ask that you would minister to those who are going through something, minister to those who find themselves in the valley of fear. Make yourself known in this moment. And we pray, Lord, that your hand would be spread out all over the world and that you would take control of this COVID-19, of this mm-hmm. coronavirus. We ask that you would move in the name of Jesus. And we trust you until we can trace you. And even when we can, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you again very much for being with us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
For more information, friends, you can go to healthministries.com. There you can find up-to-date information on the coronavirus and tips from Dr. Landless and the Health Ministries team. Again, that's healthministries.com.
On the other side of the break, we'll take your calls live. You know that number, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Listen, we want to hear from you. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. We're waiting to hear from you. It takes just a few seconds to get set up, so just tell them you'd like to go live. That's how you speak with us. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear your voice and lift your request to the Lord.
That is right, friends. And if you have a private prayer request or praise, you can visit our online prayer room. It's easy to find. Just go to hopetv.org/letspray and click on the tab that says prayer room. There you can pray for the requests from our community. Don't forget, you guys, to leave a request for yourself as well if you need.
That's right. You know what season? We actually have a caller on the line.
Praise God.
And we're looking to hear from Rudy. Rudy, so good to hear from you again. My brother, how are you doing?
Well, Susan, did you get my Facebook message?
I saw that one had come in from you, but in the rush, and I wouldn't say rush, but in the preparation for the program, I haven't had a moment to stop and look.
Rudy.
Okay.
If you could just go ahead and update us, that would be great.
Yeah. Last week, Susan prayed for my relationship with
Praise
Katrina.
God.
And she was playing hide and go seek for me, and we're officially back together.
All right. Rudy, wow. I know that was a huge answer to prayer for you. And so good to hear. So good to hear. Thank you for that update.
And a scripture I have for you guys is Matthew 5:23.
Okay.
Hold on, let me get it before I don't want to quote you something wrong.
That's okay. Go ahead. Take your time.
Hold on a minute. I'm getting there. Coming out of the ESV version, so.
Go ahead.
It is talking about, okay, so if you're offering your gift at the altar and the ring and there, and there, remember that your brother has something against you.
Mm. All right. And so, Rudy, how does this apply to what it is? Is this just kind of you giving us a scripture today?
Yeah, every week I'm gonna give you guys something.
Okay,
new.
So this is
I
something
like
that we can look forward to. Thank you so much.
I like it. You minister to us through the word.
Thank
Praise
you.
God.
I love it. I love it.
And I want to pray. Specifically for people for the coronavirus, if I can, with you guys.
Yeah, you know what, Rudy? If you can make it brief, then go ahead and have a word of prayer. That would be great.
Okay.
Let's pray.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and we thank you, Lord, and we ask you, Father, for all the victims that are being touched, are being hurt by the coronavirus, God. We ask you, Lord, to take it away right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. You've ministered to us and to the community as well. God bless your ministry, Rudy, and we'll keep you lifted.
Thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful report.
That's right.
It's so good to hear the praise reports. And you know what? It really is. It's always an honor to continue in prayer with you because we know it's not always tied up with a neat package. Amen?
That's right.
So we're going to go to our next caller, Joy in Canada. Joy, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I'm calling about my daughter-in-law, Jan.
Okay.
She lives in North Carolina. Jan was diagnosed with liver cancer 2 years ago, October.
Yes, ma'am.
Just recently, she's been taken off the chemo and put on palliative care.
Oh.
Jan is not doing well. We've noticed in the last 2 days that she's starting to jaundice.
I'm sorry.
And so I'm just calling tonight and asking for prayer for Jan.
How's your heart? How are you doing through all this?
I just heard from my son today when I heard about the progress that it really has taken me down.
I can
But I'm continuing to pray.
Yes, ma'am. We have this hope. We're going to be lifting Jan up. Would you mind telling me your son's name as well? Just his first name, please.
Graham.
Graham. Jan and Graham and Joy and her whole family. Joy, I feel like maybe we should pray right now. How about you?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's go ahead. Prayer family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that in the midst of something that is so hard to grasp, Jesus, that we have you. Lord, I don't know what the answers are here, but I know you. I know your character. I know your love. I know your salvation, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you are the almighty physician. And Lord, it's not too much to ask that you would heal her, Father. Lord, we are asking for you to touch her liver and to heal her in the name of Jesus. We're going to glorify you no matter what the report is. Father, we're going to hold tight to you through this time. And Father, I'm asking for encouragement for Joy and her family, Lord, for Graham. Father, I cannot even begin to process what he's going through. And for Jan, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, that somehow, in these moments, Lord, you would give them peace that passes understanding, Lord, knowing that they don't have to be anxious for anything because we're lifting our requests to you and making them known, Father. And Lord, you are so trustworthy. We lift Jan into your capable hands in this moment in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Well, we have Christine calling from New York. Christine, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I called last week about a friend of mine by the name of Ingrid who desperately needed a job.
Yes.
And I'm calling to let you know, praise report, that she got a job 2 days later, and she's on the job. And I just want to thank you and thank the community because she was heavy on my heart because I know she desperately needed a job. So I just want to thank you.
Oh, praise God. It's so good to hear the praise reports. We get the prayer requests, and we know God loves to hear those as well, but these praise reports just are encouraging to our soul. And so please give Ingrid our love. Tell her that it's just good. We're celebrating with her, and praise God for her new job.
Amen.
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 Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. And Christine, before you go, do you have a prayer request of your own?
Yes, I do, because I'm suffering from anxiety, mild anxiety and depression. And sometimes it takes a hold of me at some times, you know.
Yes.
And especially this afternoon when I heard about the pandemic of the coronavirus, I started to get very nervous.
Yes.
And so I'm praying that you can pray for me, that I be praying God to keep me calm during this thing, you know.
Yes.
So that's my request.
All right. We do not minimize the fear that seems to be striking much of the world.
Yes.
With this, but you do have hope, Christine. And I don't have to tell you that, but you've come to the right place. We are a community that recognizes the realness of the things that are going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
but we also recognize the God who is sovereign over all of them, as season says. And so God bless you, Christine, and we're certainly going to lift you up for your anxiety and depression as well.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Amen. We're going to Isaac in South Carolina. Isaac, welcome to Let's Pray.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. How can we pray for you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you all for praying for the, all the people going through the coronavirus.
Yes, sir.
And plus, I was, before I tell you my request, I was praying with y'all about Joey's daughter in North Carolina.
Thank you so much.
And Christine just now got through on the program. I pray for her also.
Amen.
Me and my wife are faithful to the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
But I called last week and didn't get on live.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God y'all had somebody to pray for. She was in the hospital with pneumonia, COPD, and she sat in there about a week, and she's home now, but she's still not over it. She's on oxygen, and I'm on ostomy pouches, and I take care of her the best I can.
Amen.
We ain't getting no younger. We ain't getting no younger, but praise God. We praise God each day.
Listen, I have to tell you, thank you. I'm so grateful that you called. There's just something about your spirit and the sound of your voice that has joy in the midst. Amen. And
thank you. Ma'am.
Thank you for being a part of this community and praying alongside. I know it's an encouragement because it's just a glimpse of the global prayer chain that happens each time we bow our heads together in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
You're right.
Amen. What an encouragement you have been to my heart today, Isaac. We're going to be lifting you guys up. We're praising God for the answered prayer that at least she's home and more comfortable, I'm hoping, and that her lungs would be able to draw deeper air. And for you, and as a caregiver for your lovely wife, and the things that you're going through as well at the same time. So we're going to...
Well, we got it going. We both take care of each other.
Yes, amen. So we're going to be praying for you in just a moment. Isaac, thank you so much for being a part of our community.
Thank you so much, sir, for praying, and may God bless both of y'all.
We receive it. Amen. Thank you, sir.
Amen. You guys keep calling, and we'll keep answering, all right? We have Belle calling in from South Carolina. Belle, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm giving a testimony for my girlfriend. You all prayed for her about 2 weeks ago or three for her to have brain surgery.
Mm.
And I was told the lady that I would let her know how the outcome came.
Yes, please.
The outcome came. So I was right on time and was the operating doctor, and she's home now, but she's still just recuperating and still keep her in prayer. But she just wanted to let everyone know that the operation was successful. It was a long one, and it was very hard because the side of the brain was harder to operate on than the other one.
Wow.
But she's home now, so give God the praise, the honor, and the glory.
Praise God. What is her first name?
Minnie.
Minnie. Mm-hmm. All right. Please tell Miss Minnie that we celebrate with her. That is a serious surgery. And
yes,
to watch how God has brought her through. He finishes everything that he starts, doesn't he?
Yes.
All right. Please give her our love. And thank you so much, Belle, for calling. And do you have a request before I let you go?
Well, I am so elated that I want to give a praise, but I do have a request because I, too, asked you all to pray for me because my knee was displaced.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's displaced, but I'm going to, I prayed and asked about it, and I'm going to have the operation next month.
All
right. And I need prayer because I'm 87, and it's, so just to call me and to let me now bear the pain that I'm bearing because it's very painful, and to pray for me spiritually and physically. And I let you all know whatever come next month that comes with mine too. And I thank you and give God the glory.
Amen.
All very much.
All right, Miss Belle. So if I'm understanding correctly, you don't have a date for it yet, and you'll let us know, or do you have a date for it? The surgery?
It's sometime by the end of April.
Okay.
Okay, end of April. Got it.
I don't have a date, but I know it's going to be in April.
Okay.
Right. With this coronavirus and all. And I'm praying that everything will be, and that it will be able to operate because they're closing down a lot of facilities down here in South Carolina.
Yes, ma'am.
God knows best, and I'm pressing him. Whatever the outcome is, I'm giving him the glory, honor, and praise now.
Amen. All right, Ms. Bell. Well, thank you so much for calling in with that praise report for many, and we're certainly going to lift you up as you head toward knee surgery. So God bless you. Keep us posted, all right?
All right. Why don't we go ahead and pray for these callers? I'm going to add in one request. A friend of our team, one of our team members, requested prayer for her son. He's gotten himself into a bit of a bind. Mm. So we're praying for redemption, salvation for the young man, and peace for the families of all involved. So,
all right.
That is what we know, and Jesus knows the rest. Amen.
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 I'll begin. Let's pray, family. Father God, we thank you so much for Christine, who called on behalf of Ingrid. She was looking for a job, God, mm-hmm. and you answered that prayer. In fact, she desperately needed a job, mm-hmm. And you came through. And we thank you so much, God, for answering that prayer. Lord, we just ask that you'll bless her in her new place of employment, that you would give her favor, and that your spirit would shine through. We know that you gave her that job, yes, to provide for her, but also to deposit her in a place mm-hmm. to where your spirit and your character could be clearly seen and observed. And so let it be contagious in that new place, Lord. And we ask that you be with Miss Christine as she's confessed that she struggles with anxiety and depression. And of course, hearing about COVID-19 mm-hmm. and everything going on, that must not help very much, Lord. But we ask, Lord, that you would truly bind the spirit of fear and replace it with power, love, and a sound mind in Jesus' name. We claim that promise on behalf of Christine in Jesus' name. And then, Lord, we ask that you would be with Miss Bell, 87 years young, and she's having a surgery, or has elected to have a surgery on her knee. Thank you for giving her the courage and the fortitude to go forward with it. Lord, as she prepares for it, we ask that you would prepare her further, prepare her heart and mind, and that you would even now set up the process so that she would be able to recover and continue to have a full, healthy life in Jesus' name.
Yes,
she is also praising God for what you've done for Miss Minnie, who had a major brain surgery success as a result of it, Lord. Thank you for bringing her through it, and we ask that you would continue to heal her and strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Lord, I'd like to agree with Mario in prayer, Father. And Jesus, as we continue to gather on behalf of our community, I want to lift up Isaac to you, Jesus. He's requested prayer for his wife. I'd like to add Isaac into that prayer, Father. I think that you know them, that you see them. And Father, their joy and just the sound of his voice, Lord, that just shows me that you're in their lives, Father, because to be with you is fullness of joy, Father. And so thank you, Lord, that you've brought her home from the hospital, Father, and that she has a loving and caring husband who's helping to take care of her while he is himself dealing with his own things. Lord, I just pray that you would intervene on their behalves, Lord, that you would give her breath in her lungs in the name of Jesus, Father, as he's dealing with his ostomy bags, Father, and care and mobility and just everything that's going on. You know all the details, Jesus. Thank you. Please be with them, Father. Guide them. Give them good health and long life together. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, I'd also like to pray for the friend of our team member who's concerned about her son and the things that have happened with him in his life. Lord, you know exactly what they need. So I'm going to pray for your will and your purpose, Father, and that nothing would be able to block that, Lord, that you would bring him into a saving relationship with you in the name of Jesus, and that you would bring peace to the families that are involved in this scenario. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Such an honor to pray every time, you guys. And truth, we're talking about truth today, and it really is vital in times of struggle. And even though it seems hopeless at times, we know the truth that there is hope. And oftentimes when we're looking to find that hope, we find it in those that are helping.
That's amen. Right. Amen. And speaking of hope from those who help, we are joined now by Mr. Mario Oliveira, the Emergency Management Director for ADRA International. ADRA stands for the Adventist Development and Relief Agency. Mr. Oliveira, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Pray. It's so great to have you.
Amen.
Thank you for inviting us.
All right.
Wonderful. So, ADRA, we know that you guys are a global agency, that you're doing many things around the world, not just pertaining to coronavirus or COVID-19, but pertaining to our discussion today. We really just would like to know if you could give us a snapshot of what ADRA's response to the virus is globally. And we know that also you're fans of preventative measures as well.
Correct.
Yes.
It has been already almost 2 months since ADRA started to follow the COVID-19 initially more closely with China, where the coronavirus started. And we had regular meetings with ADRA China. They are based in Hong Kong. And how could ADRA support the office in the, not only in Hong Kong with some hospitals, but also in the mainland China. Mm-hmm. And now as the disease and the virus spreads all around the world, so we start to have also global coordination calls with all the regions around the world, and we have assisting now in different countries like Italy, like South Korea, and other countries in Africa, especially spreading how can we contain the spread of the virus, mm-hmm. how can we raise awareness regarding the measures to clean, to wash your hands. Mm-hmm. So we are mostly focused on these preventive measures.
Wonderful.
Amen. Mr. Oliveira, we here in the United States have sort of a myopic view of COVID-19 and everything that's going on. What are you all seeing as an international organization? Some of the responses or reactions, are you seeing? Kind of give us some feedback about that.
I will say they are not very different. They are quite similar from what is happening here. And this is that the schools, churches, public events are being temporarily suspended. Mm-hmm. It has been a very disruptive market to find supplies related, as we said, not only the masks, the famous N95 masks, but or respirators, but also all the equipment, the protection equipment for the patients, for the medical staff. The transportation has been disrupted. All the business related with tourism, with events, and this is something where ADRA is also being active. It's not only on the prevention, but helping those who are the most affected, mm-hmm. like the daily workers or hourly workers that have no more opportunity to work, mm-hmm. and they have no more opportunity to bring food to the table to their families. So ADRA, for instance, in South Korea, we are providing a food package for those families in order that they can continue, keep going.
Right. And see, I think that's where Jesus is. That's where the beautiful help and assistance that something like ADRA, being a global community, can provide. And I really feel like it's just hands and feet of Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Yeah.
So just wondering how ADRA is attempting to bring peace and Jesus, but I think you just explained it. So that was among some of our questions. But I would like to know for ADRA and those that are participating in being part of bringing peace and healing and prevention education, how can we serve you in prayer? What are the needs outside of prayer needs as well? Are there financial needs? What is it that's necessary or needed right now?
The needs are huge as the disease is big.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, the financial help, it's welcomed in order that we can attain more people. We are also helping how to work with like Hope Channel and other Adventist institution, communication institution around the world through TV, through radio, through newspapers. How can we spread the preventive measures? But speaking of prayer, I would like to say that definitely there's a lot of teams that we can pray. We can pray mm-hmm. for the victims, mm-hmm. okay. the first one, and the families. Imagine all the stress that they have.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
We could pray also for the not only other workers, but all the workers that are on the front line of this disease, the health
workers.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Caretakers.
Imagine also the stress that they have dealing and knowing right. that they have a family.
Going home and I'm bringing it home.
Absolutely.
And, yes.
and they cannot take holidays or they cannot, because the teachers and the others, we are requested to work home. The healthcare providers, they are the ones who have to be mm-hmm. on the front line. We also could pray for, and I'm thinking, the population that is most at risk.
Yes.
Elderly people, they are very stressed. And we heard some cases where people are anxious. So in order that they have peace. And finally, we can also pray for the scientists that they are trying to find a vaccine, a solution for this disease. We can also pray for them.
Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Thank
because
you.
We can guess and we can wonder, but when you're actually receiving the information and seeing how things are working globally, you have insight that we might not have. So we really appreciate your time that you've spent with us.
Yes, thank you so much thank for you. Joining us today.
Should we pray?
That's right.
That'd be great.
Let's pray. Father God, you've heard what we believe inspired perspective of what we can pray for. Certainly we can give money, but you, God, walk on streets of gold mm-hmm. and your providence is unceasing. You own a cattle on 1,000 hills. And so we come to the source of all providence right now. And we ask, God, that you would open your windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on all the organizations, first responders, and individuals who are helping to contain and curb the impact of this disease, Lord. Please, Lord, we just pray that you be with those individuals, that you protect them and keep them mm-hmm. Safe as they are trying to heal. Lord, and I pray that you would be with ADRA as they continue to find ways and explore ways to help not just here domestically, but internationally.
Yes, Father.
For those. And this is a pandemic, Lord, but we are asking that you would continue with your strong and mighty hand to move through these organizations, through ADRA and ones like them, Lord. Thank you for what you will do. We can't wait to celebrate on how you are victorious, even over COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing for you. Nothing's too hard for God. And so we trust you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We'll continue to pray for the families that are grieving, for the assistance.
Right.
There's so much to cover, but we're going to continue to pray. We really appreciate your time. Friends, to find out more information about ADRA and how you can help, go to their website. It's so easy. It's adra.org, A-D-R-A. .org.
Amen.
All right.
Well, I know we have some caller season.
We sure do. I believe that Margaret is on the line. Margaret, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you? Are you there, Margaret? All right. Well, Margaret, we've got your name, so Jesus knows who you are, and if you don't get a chance to call back in and talk to us, then don't worry. We're going to be praying for you anyway. Amen?
That's right. We have Joyce on the line. Joyce, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm calling to pray for my daughter, Sean, who she's in the ICU, and she has an infection there. Septic to the body, and you know, the doctors, you know, they are saying they don't know, you know, her prognosis is not good. But like I said, I know there's a God who I can trust in, and I know what Elijah did, and
yes.
and he was just a man, just like we are, and God answers prayer, and he said we are to call upon him, and he'll answer us and show us great and mighty things which
yes.
we know not of. So that is why, and the faith that I have, that is why I'm calling tonight to ask for prayer for her.
Mrs. Father, Joyce.
You know, my husband and myself, we are just, you know, and the family.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
We are just in a sad mood.
Yes, ma'am. And Miss Joyce, we are certainly going to lift your daughter up. In fact, I would like to pray for you all now, if that's all right. We'll go ahead and pray now. Father God, Sean is in the ICU right now. And Lord, we cannot fathom the impact of this emergency. In fact, the doctors said that the prognosis, they don't even know what the prognosis is. But we can hear the faith in Miss Joyce's voice. And if we can detect the faith, then we know that you see the faith, dear God. And you said in James chapter 2, is there any sick among you? Then bring them to the elders. Let the elders come to them. And in the prayer of faith, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous will avail much. And so, Lord, we don't have any power in and of ourselves, but we do believe in you. And so, Lord, we pray that that you would hear this prayer and that you would raise Sean up in the name of Jesus. You said you would show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Of course, we don't know what your will is for Sean, but we are not afraid to ask that you would raise her up from her bed, Lord, and so that everyone around her may see a miracle happen, that they would go from not knowing a prognosis to seeing that she is doing well. And so, Lord, we thank you for hearing and answering this prayer, and we thank you, and we will still believe in you regardless of the outcome, but we will ask, and I pray that you would be with Miss Joyce and her husband and the rest of the family as they wait for your hand in this matter. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. So we're going to go to one more call. Our caller is Ketty from Florida. Ketty, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Yes, hi, good evening. God bless you guys.
You too.
I'm actually calling so you guys can help me pray for God to bless my womb. I'm trusting God.
To bless your, one more time for me, I apologize.
My womb.
Your womb. You know what? You've come to the right place in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. I hear you. I'm just going to high five you and yes, sister.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ketty, would you like to share any or should we just take that straight to Jesus?
Share it straight. I mean, just go ahead and take it to Jesus.
We're going to take it straight to Jesus. You got it.
Yes,
absolutely. We will trust you in his capable hands.
Amen.
Oof, amen. A girl after my heart. All right. So, Miss Ketty, we're going to pray for you in just a moment. We might have another call or we'll go ahead and pray.
We can go ahead and pray.
All right, Ketty, we'll pray right now. How's that? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to lift up my dear sister in Christ. Heavenly Father, I believe that her request is echoed across the globe. Father, Lord, Ketty is asking that you would bless her womb, Father. Lord, I'm going to ask for blood flow. Heavenly Father, I am going to ask for functioning and working organs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm going to pray for proper order and function in her body in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Lord, because you are a God of order. You knit her together and you know her, Father. I believe you've placed the desire of a child in her heart, Father. If it was not so, Jesus, we pray that you would change it. But Father, in this moment, we are honoring her prayer request and asking you to bless her womb in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that she would not only be blessed in this area, but in her life with her husband, Father, with her situation, Father, with her health, with her mindset and her ability to walk this out, drawing closer to you. Jesus, I am no stranger to this prayer. And Heavenly Father, I praise your holy name for every ounce of difficulty that I went through. And I pray that in time, Ketty will be able to look back and say the same prayer, Father, because this journey drew me closer to you, Jesus.
Amen.
And there is nothing more precious than my faith being grown in you, regardless of the outcome.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, you are worthy to be praised, and this is the request that we lift to your capable hands in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
I also want to pray for Margaret, Father. We didn't get to take her call, but Jesus, you know exactly what she needs. And so, Father, we're asking that you would intervene on her behalf in the name of Jesus as well.
Amen.
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 Well, friends, we would love to give you some encouragement to hold on to as we close our program today. Just a couple of things I want to mention before we move on to our promise of the day. I see so many of our family members that are talking to us on Facebook Live right now. Hang out. We're going to jump on right after the program and pray for all of those requests as they're coming in. Amen? Amen. Amen. So our promise of the day is John 15:26 and says, when the Advocate comes, whom I will send, right, Mario?
That's right.
To you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me.
That's right. Yeah, he will. He says he will send it. And that is a promise. And amidst so much confusion, mm-hmm. we need that truth, don't we, Season?
We sure do. It holds it all together.
That's right. The belt of truth. And so I'm just rejoicing in my soul because outside of COVID-19, there are so many other things that we go through on a day-to-day basis that the enemy would seek to confuse us where God has confirmed mm-hmm. something already. Mm-hmm. And so it is a blessing to know that the Spirit of truth will be dispatched on our behalf so that we wouldn't live in confusion or darkness.
For a quick second, I'm doubting the address, but I believe it's John 17:17, and it says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word
is truth.
That has always rang so true because of my history and the things that I've struggled with in my mind. I'm so grateful.
Yes.
I'm so grateful that I can just over and over in the Word if I have to. Write it down, repeat it, pray it over and over. Whatever it takes.
That's it.
Get the Word in your spirit and know the truth so that the enemy cannot lie to you anymore.
Yeah. Oh, man. Powerful.
God is good, you guys.
Well, I know we want to have a final prayer before we move through, so let's have a word of prayer, family. Lord, as we conclude our program, it is so sad. We're so sad to go today. Mm-hmm. It feels like we're just getting started in so many respects. But bless our community, we pray, God. And I just want to lift up Rudy, who I forgot to pray about for. Thank you for blessing him with a renewed relationship and continue to bless his ministry and also the individuals in our social media. Mm-hmm. God, continue to bless us as we seek to be a beacon of hope and light as a global community for those who are going through things and are afraid of so much right now, Lord. Show yourself strong through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I have just a couple of seconds. I want to say hi to Joy from the Bronx, Ricardo in Jamaica, Fatima from Brazil, Karis in Jamaica, and Barbara in New Jersey. You guys, your names are familiar to us and you're precious to Jesus.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. Love it.
Thank you for being with us today. We hope you'll join us again next week for more prayer and praise. Remember to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Let's Pray Live, and make sure you let them know that you're praying for them as well.
Remember, that's Let's Pray Live, you guys. Join us right after the program. We're going to be joining you for some extra prayer time. Prayer partners are standing by to pray with you until midnight Eastern time. And guys, we have a voicemail line.
And if you
have a story how Let's Pray has impacted your life, share it. Same number, 877-7-LETS-PRAY. We will see you next time on Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone.
See you later.